Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so we reflect, do we not? The energy of the room has changed since those days ago, when you could walk in here and no human was yet sitting in the chair. The quantum effect which we have described to you is one that is timeless. But in a quantum energy, you have potentials, not those things which you can tell as the future, like a fortune teller. Potentials only. And in the room, we saw the potentials of changed lives, of ones who would find the joy of their magnificence inside, who would leave differently than they came because they would drop some of the old paradigms that they had carried like weight on their back all their lives. Even their spiritual lives, they have carried this, wondering if they were doing it correctly, moving from place to place, looking for those things that they should do next or not. And they will leave differently. And that is a profound change in a life. And that was sensed, the potential of those in the chair today. Dear ones, even the potential of where you're sitting was known. There was ceremony here in the dark with entities you cannot see, who you call family, preparing the room for this day and the days prior to it. And so I would like to bring you a very concise and short message about that. Why would we care? Why would there be ceremony before you ever got here by those represent what some are saying God Almighty? Spirit, creator of the worlds, the universe, is going to gather here before you get here and do what? Prepare the energy for the names we knew were coming. To see each face, each problem, each healing, each life, different each one. And put a blessing on the chair that they're going to sit in. Be prepared to support them as they walk around the city, as they visit for a short amount of time or live here. Equally loved you are. Why would we do that? And so this we have said before in some other languages, and you need to hear it. You need to hear it. There are those who will tell you that God is a faceless energy, that you have to climb stairs and mountains and process in order to get the attention of that divine entity represented by the angelic realm somewhere other than here. Now, does that ring true? If we came before you were here in order to prepare the way for you, in order to soften the energy so you would feel peaceful, safe, at home, opening your hearts, ready to learn, does that sound like a God in care you are? Does that sound like the creator of the universe and you're just a fly on an asteroid called Earth? Well, some will tell you that. Some will humanize God to the extent that there are wars in heaven and there's a protocol, things you can and cannot do, for you'll displease that Almighty who doesn't care about you unless you do something wrong. And you'll never escape the pit of hell that is prepared for you. Does that sound right to you? Could it be that there is another paradigm of consideration? And the entire meeting and all those who come with the joy and the laughter and the messages and the tears are meant to give you one message. You are known by God because you are family. And when you're not here, you and me, with a name you cannot pronounce, for it is a name that is sung in light all the time. And you may sit there and wonder who you are, never understanding that there is an entourage that surrounds the room singing your name and giving thanks that you're on the planet, sending the light and making the changes that we saw coming 20 years ago. And so this becomes the fulcrum, the jumping off place for a greater experience of divinity and peace, of peace, not just in the Middle East or those other places that will slowly repair themselves, but that in you, in your psyche, in your intellect, in your logic, in your heart. The beginning of a peaceful countenance, no matter what. You're beginning to understand some things that have been mysteries. I have spoken of a few of them. Let me just mention, right here on the stage, a few moments ago, the truth, the deep truth. You are your own ancestor. Did you hear that? Totally and completely correct in every way. This is not your first time here. The ones who would sit in this group are unique. You felt a pulling to come and hear and see and feel. Could there be something here for you? And so I tell you the beauty of the care that goes into the human being's existence. There is a plan, dear ones. You are not scattered onto the planet. Every human for themselves, that is not the way it works. You are not in a survival mode when you walk around with a piece of God inside. And all the masters told you that. They begged you to open the door and discover what might be there that is invisible. If you shut your eyes right now and put the intellect aside and all the logic and all the things you've ever been taught and ask yourself, is it really true that when I die, I go to dust and that's all there is? And every human in the room will know better and they'll say, no, there has to be something more. Where does that come from? Innate. It comes from your intellect that knows better. Every cell of your body knows better. You've been here before, you'll be here again. There is a cycle of life. And if you are a divine creature put on this planet on purpose, perhaps with things hidden from you so you have free choice to make decisions, there is a plan even around that. And some of you will put these things in boxes and make rules around them because you think you know how God thinks, never understanding. God is love. Wouldn't you give your children anything you could to enhance their lives as they learn for themselves? Mother, father, wouldn't you? As you stay in touch with them, as they go from here to there learning the things of life that they need to learn. If they ever called you up and they said, would you give me some advice? What would you do? Would you say, who is this exactly? I see what you've been doing. I'm not going to help you. Well, there are those who will tell you that spirit is that way. And it isn't. Love is unconditional. Unconditional. Love is unconditional. Unconditional. And it fills the space between the electron haze and the nucleus of the atom. with compassion. And that is the energy of God. And so old souls make trips to various cultures so you will have the wisdom of the world by the time you get to 2012. And that means that although you sit here, many of you, as an American today, in a country only 200 years old, what'd you do before that? Where were you? Sumeria, Lemuria, where else might you be? India, perhaps. Tibet. What have you experienced? How many lifetimes have you had? Let's give an example. I call this Akashic inheritance. You may be born of the lineage and the chemistry of a European, perhaps even an Irish one, like my partner. Is that what you're going to inherit spiritually? No. So there's two kinds of inheritance. One is chemical and one is spiritual. All of the past lives you've had are a culmination of who you are right now. You may look like the chemistry of your ancestors, but the consciousness and the cellular makeup tends to be that of the wise one that you were. There are ones in this room who spent lifetimes in cultures where they did not eat meat. And so you awaken in this culture that has a lot of it. And what do? You may even be trained in it and you reject it, do you not? It doesn't feel good to you. It doesn't ring true to you. You realize when you eliminate it, you feel better. And now I'm telling you why. Lifetime after lifetime in a culture that did not have it, when you then come to another culture, it doesn't matter. What you're going to remember is what your body wants at a chemical level. And that's what you're doing. And how many people around you are you going to point to and say, this is what you should do too? That makes sense to you? It works for you, dear one, because you have an Akashic remembrance at the cellular level, and that's the only reason it works for you. Now amplify this to all of the other things. Have you come from a society that used to meditate 5 times a day for an hour? And now you want to do the same. And there'll be another light worker who can go all day and fulfill the same kind of spiritual energy for their soul without meditating at all, for they're in 100% meditative state. Which one is right, dear one? And what do they do with that? Start a church? The ones who do and the ones who don't. Point their fingers at the ones who do and don't and say, these are wrong. You're never going to get to heaven if you do what they do, and you know I'm right about this. And this is what has taken place. There are those who have walked with the masters of the planet, and then when they step into 3 dimensions and have the Akashic remembrance, they start a group and say, this is the only master, this is the only way, because that's what they remember. And their heart is filled with love for this, and there's integrity in it. But they missed the big picture. That all are loved the same, but you are so vastly different. And that when you get a group of old souls together, you have many protocol. You have many ways. Do not project your way on another. Look into their eyes and see God, and that's the extent of it. You walk into the other room and there will be those who have processes. Art, energetic glass, protocols of healing. And you may stand there in bewilderment and say, which one? And then you've missed the point. You will be drawn to what works for your Akashic inheritance. And these are the things you look for that ring true to you, and it does not make the others wrong. And as you gather with one another, finally, and you see what your friends have done and what has served them, and you might say to yourself, look what they bought. Bleh. You do that, I know it. That's for you. The vegan looks at meat and says the same. The meat eater looks at the tofu and says the same. And they walk out hand in hand because they know that God loves them the same. Honor the differences and understand where they have come from. Do not put the boxes out there that you're going to put all of the marbles in and say, this is the only one. Understand, it is time for Akashic wisdom to surface in a way where you're no longer going to look at any other person and say, their path is incorrect. And if they wish to go to a building and kneel and sing the songs of praises that you don't understand, or spread a rug and face a certain direction, I want you to stop and think about it. This is their way to find the divine inside, and it's good. And it's good. And if that's all they do, and as far as they go, to discover that which is inside them from the stars, it's good enough for God. You hear me? And what you do is good enough for God. The closer you draw to your higher self, the wiser you will be in all these things, and the less any of those differences will matter to you, dear one. And you saw it on the screen a moment ago, because there's a whole bunch of young people starting to awaken and throw away the trappings of their parents. And look at the heart issue and say it's a fool who's going to send their children to the battlefield. And they'll be right. And that is the new earth. I'll be back. And so it is.